AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Massachusetts man accused of killing a 2-year-old girl who was known for months only as Baby Doe has been denied bail on murder charges. Bella Bond's mother, Rochelle Bond, is being held on $1 million bond, charged with being an accessory after the fact. In today's hearing, Deputy District Attorney David Deacon says Bond told police Michael McCarthy admitted to killing the 2-year-old.
She went to her daughter and picked her up, and she told police that she knew at that moment that her daughter was dead. She asked Mr. McCarthy what he had done, and he did not tell her, but he said she was a demon anyway. It was her time to die.
Families of children who were sickened and adults who died after getting salmonella poisoning from peanut butter are asking a federal judge in Georgia to deliver a stiff sentence to former Peanut Corporation of America owner Stuart Parnell. He was convicted of knowingly shipping contaminated peanut butter and faking the results of lab tests. Pope Francis wraps up his visit to Cuba tomorrow. President Obama will greet the Pope when he arrives at Andrews outside Washington tomorrow afternoon. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
To say the president and top aides are looking forward to this visit's a huge understatement.
Watch the response that Pope Francis gets.
That's Vice President Biden, the administration's top Catholic, leading the cheers. In part, says advisor Ben Rhodes, that's because the Pope's an ally on things like global warming and fighting poverty.
This Pope has been able to strike a chord on issues that affect people around the globe.
But he's a critic on abortion and gay marriage.
The Pope is a very independent figure.
Charlie Kupchan, another advisor here, says Obama knows on some issues he'll politely disagree. Mark Smith at the White House.
An explosion that leveled a house in Waxahachie, Texas, has sent 2 people to the hospital. A handful of others in the neighborhood were slightly injured as debris crashed into 9 homes. The Dow is up 83. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn's apology for an emissions testing scandal fails to prevent a huge slide in the company's stock, a loss of close to $15 billion today. AP's Jackie Quinn reports some VW owners are also unhappy.
The head of VW is apologizing and promising to cooperate with federal regulators. But some customers are expressing disappointment, like Marcia Riggs in San Francisco, who says she bought her 2009 Jetta Sport Wagon because she thought it was clean. Now she doesn't think she'll buy another VW, saying they sort of compromised her trust.
Federal medical experts have been asked by the Food and Drug Administration to take a closer look at a host of problems reported with Esure. While the birth control implant has been sold for the past 13 years, the FDA says it's recently received a flurry of complaints from women, including chronic pain, bleeding, headaches, and allergic reactions. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.